Pakistan on Saturday announced that it has initiated a deal with President Donald Trump-backed World Liberty Financial to accelerate the journey towards legally adopting digital currencies, in a move that might follow a slew of legal changes to inch towards the crypto world. The Ministry of Finance made the announcement following separate meetings between the World Liberty Financial, WLF, delegation and Chief of Army Staff General Asim Munir, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, and Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar. The Deputy Prime Minister is taking keen interest in promotion of cryptocurrencies. World Liberty Financial, the decentralized finance, DeFi, platform backed by the U.S. President Donald Trump, has signed a landmark letter of intent, LOI, with the Pakistan Crypto Council, PCC, to accelerate blockchain innovation, stablecoin adoption, and decentralized finance, DeFi, integration across Pakistan, stated the Ministry of Finance. The public announcement about signing the letter of intent was made a day after President Donald Trump commented on the recent wave of hostilities between India and Pakistan. "I am very close to India and I'm very close to Pakistan. They'll get it figured out one way or the other. I'm sure I know both leaders," said Trump. The finance ministry stated that the WLF delegation, including Zachary Folkman, Zachary Witkoff, son of Steve Witkoff, who's the United States Special Envoy to the Middle East, and Chase Harrow, met with Pakistan's leadership, including the Prime Minister, Chief of Army Staff, Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Information and Minister of Defense, to formalize cooperation. It added that cooperation will mark a major step toward positioning Pakistan as a global leader in the digital finance revolution. Early this month, Pakistan also appointed Changpeng Zhao, founder of Binance and one of the most influential figures in Web3, as a strategic advisor to the Pakistan Crypto Council. Zhao had also met with Shehbaz Sharif, Ishaq Dar, Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb, and Punjab leadership, in addition to meeting with other key stakeholders. Reuters reported last month that the Trump family has a claim on 60% from World Liberty Financial operations once the core business gets going. World Liberty disclosed in January that the Trump family had taken control of the business. Two of its co-founders, crypto entrepreneurs Zach Folkman and Chase Harrow, were replaced as the controlling parties of World Liberty by an entity in which the Trump family holds a 60% stake, according to Reuters. The WLF goal is to allow people to access financial services using cryptocurrencies and without intermediaries like banks in what is called decentralized finance, or DeFi. World Liberty Financial last month raised $550 million selling so-called governance tokens. Most of those sales took place after Trump's election win in November, Reuters calculations show.